The abbot was greatly distressed with the decline of his monastery. There were only a handful of monks left, and they were demoralized and quarrelsome. One day, the abbot came upon a rabbi who walked in the woods. When the abbot and the rabbi saw one another, they wept. Their heartache didn't need explanation. The abbot asked the rabbi, "Can you give me some directions so the monastery will thrive again?" The rabbi said, "One of you is the Messiah." Turned and continued his walk. The abbot returned to the monastery. The monks asked, "What did the rabbi say?" The abbot said slowly, "One of us is the Messiah." "Which one?" he asked. "Is it Brother John or Brother Andrew? Could it be the abbot?" Gradually, things began to change at the monastery. The monks began to look for the Messiah in each other. They listened for the Messiah's voice in each other's words. It's awkward for a Christian to admit, but we, most of us, have no expectation whatsoever that we will ever come upon the Messiah. But what if we were on the lookout for the coming Christ? At home, in school, where we work, maybe at Target. What if we began to look for the Messiah in each other and listen for the Messiah's voice in each other's words? We might experience what Richard Rohr calls the always coming of Christ. We might live as if Christ were here, because, of course, he is. He is always present. It's we who aren't. Perhaps we might give it a go. Look for the Messiah, listen for the Messiah in another. Wait for, watch for the always coming of Christ, the always present Christ. Things will begin to change.